Blog Talk Radio.
Blog Talk listeners, I'm hoping you guys are having a great summer. As you know, the 21st of June was the first day of summer. And first of all, I forgot to tell you who I am. This is Chocolate Lady 64, and I'm here tonight to discuss how to take care of your pets in the summer heat. Okay? And the reason why I touched this subject or I picked or chose this subject was the idea that I know a lot of us have pets. We love our pets because I have two dogs and I love them to death. And sometimes my husband say I spoil my big dog. He's got his own pen. Every now and then, just to get him out the heat, I bring him inside so he can get a little cool. And he's like, you spoil him. But I think of dogs almost like humans. I just think that they should get the same treatment because they didn't ask. We chose them. They don't choose us. So I think we should, you know, take care of them better. So I thought talking about, because it has been very hot here in Louisiana for the past week or so, we get these little rain showers, and then they'll go away, and then it's hot. It's much more hotter than it was when it originally started. We're hitting the 90s. We've been in the 90s all this week. I think we got up to 102 so far. So that's why I thought it was very important to pay attention to our dogs and to make sure we're taking care of them properly. So to me, that's a big thing. Okay, so let's see what we can find out about taking care of our dogs in the heat. Okay, let me see where I got this information from. I got this information from the Humane Society, and it breaks down how important it is for us to take care of our dogs during this time. So, it says summer care tips for you and your pets, and it explains summer is a time for both you and your pet to enjoy the sunshine and outdoors. But along with the fun, the season also offers up situations that can endanger your pet. By taking precautions, you can decrease the chance that disaster will happen. The Humane Society offers these tips to pet owners to keep their furry friends safe this summer, okay? Let's see here. It says, first of all, it says never leave your pet in the car. In nice weather, you may be tempted to take your pet with you in the car while travel or doing errands. But during warm weather, the inside of your car can reach up to 120 degrees in a matter of minutes, even if you're parked in the shade. This can mean real trouble for your companion animals left in the car. Dogs and cats can't perspire. Can't perspire and can only dispel heat by panting through the pads of their feet. Pets who are left in hot cars, even briefly, can suffer from heat exhaustion, heat stroke, brain damage, can even die. Don't think that just because you'll be gone just a minute that your pet will be safe while you're gone, even in an air-conditioned car while with the motor off, isn't healthy for your pet either. So think about a pet almost like you would think about a baby. You would not leave your children in a locked car with the windows rolled up. So why would you do that to your pet? It's the same concept. I mean, really, to be honest with you, it is the same concept, okay? Now, let's see. It says, to avoid any chance that your pet will succumb to the heat of a car this summer, be sure to make it safe by leaving your pet cool and refreshed at home while you're on the road. And if you do happen to see a pet in a car alone during the hot summer months, alert the management of the store where the car is parked. It says, if owners does not return promptly, call local animal control or the police department immediately. I mean, they say it's being a snitch, but the idea that that dog could be, you know, protected or taken care of promptly if you tell the right person, okay? Now, this is something living in the country, people do all the time. I see it all the time, and it just amazes me. It says, don't put your pet in the back of a truck. Now, I say, we have a Labrador Retriever, and I don't like him in the back of the truck simply because he jumps a lot. He's a hyper dog. And that's all he has to do is we're driving and he jumps out and gets hit by the car behind us. That would break my heart. So majority of the time, he rides in the back seat. We have a F-150, so it's easy for me to put him in the back seat and kind of roll down the window while we're driving if I have to take him anywhere. Okay? It says, it is very dangerous in some states illegal to drive with a dog in the back of a pickup truck. Not only can flying debris cause serious injury, but a dog may unintentionally thrown into traffic if the driver suddenly hits his brakes. You see? It says swerves or is hit by another car. Dogs should ride either in the cab, in a crate, or wearing a seatbelt harness designed for dogs, or in a secure crate in the bed of the truck. Now, I confess, what I do is with my big dog, because he does jump around in the back, I do take his leash, and what I'll do is I'll tie it around the back of the headrest. I never thought about putting him actually in a seatbelt, and maybe I can do that too to keep him from moving around. But he does very well once we tie that leash tight enough, he's not able to move around as much. And he's comfortable with that. He'll sit back and relax. As long as he can hang his head out the window, he's fine. That's the way we travel with him. Now, it says, watch out for fertilizer and deadly plants. So as you know, if you have an outside dog, you know, if you keep your garden going or if you keep the grass in your yard very well taken care of, you know you have to use certain chemicals to kill off bugs and certain chemicals to make the grass grow. So we need to be careful with that when it comes to our dogs. It says summer is often a time when people fertilize their lawns and work in the gardens. Beware. Plant food, fertilizer, and insecticide can be fatal if your pet ingests it. It says, in addition, more than 700 plants can produce physiological, active, or toxic substance in sufficient amounts to cause harmful effects to your animals. So you see how important it is, even, you know, you're trying to keep a beautiful lawn and a beautiful garden. You want your dog out there playing, so you have to be careful with that. Most of the time, if you read the labels on a lot of the ingredients and the chemicals that we use on our lawn, it'll tell you whether or not it's harmful to animals or harmful to humans. We need to take heed to that, okay? Now, it says stay bite-free. With people and dogs spending more time outside, dog bites are likely to increase in the summer months, which is true. Spaying or neutering your dog reduces the likelihood that he will bite and provides many other health benefits. Now, both of our dogs, because I adopted my dog from our local animal shelter, adopted her, I think, about 8 years ago, and I love my Lhasa Apso. That was one of the stipulations when you adopt the dog from the shelters, that they have to be, you have to get them fixed. So we got her fixed, like, right off the bat. It took us a little longer for Mr. Man because he's a bigger dog and it was more and more expensive, and we didn't get him from the shelter, so we had to pay full price for everything. We finally made a decision, and we got that done. He doesn't have any kids or anything, but we do know that we noticed the difference in the way he acts. I think it's a good thing because he's a stray dog. When we found him, he was a stray dog. He was off by himself. We had his shots and everything done. And, I mean, I love him. To me, he's just a big old baby to me. I love him to death. So, yeah, that's very important. And he's not as aggressive as my Lhasa Apso, so it's a little bit different for him. Then it says Pet Care 101 is another thing. Let's see one of their other subjects they were talking about. It says Pet Care 101, make sure your pet is always wearing a collar and identification tag. If separated from your pet, an ID tag may very well be his or her ticket home. Now, I do know that Samantha, which is my little dog, which is my Lhasa Apso, she has a chip in her. I'm not for sure if we had one put in our lab. I don't know if we did or not. I can't remember if we did or not. But if she does get lost, they know exactly where to take her, and they know who she belongs to automatically because she does have a chip in her. Okay. Then it's talking about water wisdom. Okay. Pets and pools can equal disaster. Prevent free access to pools and always supervise a pet in the pool. Provide plenty of water and shade for your pets while they're enjoying the great outdoors so they can stay cool. What I find myself doing with our big dog is that every morning we put two big old bowls in the deep freezer. And every morning, we take one out. I get him water between the hours of 9 and 10. I'll take a bowl of water out to him. It's really actually a block of ice, but I put water on the top so it can melt a little bit, and I bring that out to him in the mornings. And then in the evenings when it's time for him to eat, we take the other bowl from him. We refill it up, and then we put a new fresh bowl out. So we do this every day. And I'm always monitoring him. I do go out and check on him when he's outside, when we actually let him outside his pen. I make sure that he's going to be all right. Sometimes, like I said, I bring him in the house to even get him to get more cooler down, is to bring him in the house every now and then and just kind of let him relax a little bit. And he falls asleep on the floor. And then when it's time for him to go back outside, he gets up and he's ready to roll back outside. We can't let him, like, roam around because he's not trained enough, so we can let him off his leash. So when I bring him into the house, I'll always have him on his leash, and I keep him, like, tied up on the porch, and then I let him come inside. So we kind of keep him cool as much as possible. Like, if we're not at home all day, we know to keep him locked up in the pen. We don't just let him out. We get him fresh water, and that when we get back, we check on him, or we'll let him out and let him get some exercise. But his pen is big enough for him to walk and run around. We just want to make sure, you know, he get a little bit more exercise if he get outside the pen, and he looks forward to that. Now, one thing I've noticed about dogs, especially in the summertime or in the time when the weather's hot, and if there's a lot of thunderstorms and lightning, they do not like loud noises. And I know he's very nervous with that. I know Samantha, my baby dog, she's right up under me. I mean, I can't move without her. So it's very important that you make sure that, and they have different types of instruments and apparatuses that you can use to calm your dog during that time to make them feel, you know, that everything's going to be all right. It's not going to be as bad as you think it is, you know. And most of the time what Rocky does is he'll go inside his house and stay. And, you know, like, I'm not coming out of here until all this is over with. So that's very, very important for him. And it's important for us that he's safe and he feels comfortable and he is safe. So what I've noticed, too, and what I want to say, sometimes when people have dogs or any type of pet, I have a, I think it's just in my my DNA, I guess I want to say, that I watch people with their pets. I see people mistreat their pets, and I see people take care of their pets. And it bothers me. It just gets my crawl when you go out your way, you get a pet, you don't get him taken to the doctor, you don't get his checkups, you don't get his shots, you don't do anything that needs to be done to him. You just got a dog. A dog, like I said before, is like a human being. They deserve just as much care as a human being does. And I will truly say we make sure our dog gets all their shots every month. I mean, excuse me, every year. We make sure they get groomed if they need grooming. I mean, we do all that stuff. When we had to get, we had to treat Rocky, which is my big dog, for worms. And yeah, it cost us a bundle, but we wanted to save our dog. And that, to me, that was much more important than the doctor bill. Like I said, when we got him fixed, because it cost a little bit more, because he didn't come through the shelter, we did what we had to do because we wanted our dogs to be safe and we wanted to keep our dogs. Because if you don't want a dog, don't keep one. I mean, give it away. Don't leave it and strand it and make, you know, put them in a box and leave them on the side of the road. Take them to a shelter. Quit being so doggone lazy and take the dogs to the shelter. I mean, what's the difference in him being out in the heat or the cold as puppies? Or do you want them being taken care of or somebody adopt them by taking them to the shelter? So you keep that in mind when you don't take care of a pet. If you don't want it anymore, the best thing for you to do is to give it to the shelter. They will gladly take it. Unless they're full or whatever, they'll be gladly to take it, take your pet. So don't do that pet the injustice of not taking them somewhere. Think about, would you do a baby like that after all you've done for it and you get tired of taking care of a baby? Do you take and sit it on the side of the road in a box? Do you let it go and let it roam and get hit? I mean, why would you do that? You know, but people do it all the time. And it's crazy, but that's how they do it. It says right here, if you can't stand the heat, pets need exercise even when it is hot. But extra care needs to be taken with older dogs, short-nosed dogs, and those with thick coat, which Lhasa Apso does, and so does my lab. On very hot days, limit exercise to early morning or even evening hours. Keep in mind that asphalt gets very, very hot and can burn your pet's paws. Pets can get sunburn too. If your pet may require sunscreen or on his or her nose and ear tips, and I didn't think about that. Now, that's a new, I didn't even think about that when we have them outside. I know what Rocky do. If I put anything on him, he's going to rub it in the grass anyway or the dirt. That's just what he does automatically. it requires sunscreen or his or her nose and her ear tips, Pets with light-colored noses or light-colored fur on their ears are particularly vulnerable to sunburn and skin cancer, which I didn't know. Both my dogs are blonde, so I know to keep that in mind now. Your pet can suffer from heat exhaustion and heat stroke. These conditions are very serious and could cause your pet to die. You should be aware of the signs of heat stress, which could include heavy panting, glazed eyes, a rapid pulse, unsteadiness, a staggering gait, vomiting, or deep red or purple tongue. So those are the things you need to look forward to. I mean, you need to look at when you're looking at your dog when they're outside, when you have an outside dog. For some reason, we throw our dogs outside and we don't want to take the extra care to take care of them. I don't want to bury my dogs, so I'm a type of person where I'm not only just their owner, I'm their mom, and I want to take care of them just like I would take care if they were my real children. So I wouldn't put my dog in a predicament like that. Okay? Let's see. If your pet does become overheated, you need to immediately lower his body temperature. Move your pet in the shade or apply cool, cold water over his body to gradually lower his core body temperature. Apply cold towels or ice packs to the pet's head, neck, and chest. Only let your pet drink small amounts of water or lick ice cubes. Most importantly, get him to a veterinarian immediately. So that's why I'm so glad that I pay more attention to my dog to make sure that he's getting fresh water, make sure that he's getting cool, because my husband also sprays him with water in the evening time when he comes home, so he's able to cool him down. And when I'm here, I do the same thing. Like I said, what I usually do is just bring him inside and let him relax, get some sleep. You don't always have to be outside. And he likes that. He's either way it goes, as long as we take care of him, he's fine. You got to understand, too, the 4th of July is coming up. And it says, don't take your pets to crowded summer events such as concerts or fairs. The loud noises and crowds combined with the heat can be stressful and dangerous for pets. Excuse me, I'm sorry. Like I said before about loud noises, pets do not like loud noises. Dogs, especially my dogs, do not like loud noises. So it's very important that you keep their stress level as low as possible. Okay. For your pet's well-being, leave her or him at home. Be especially aware of these threats during holidays such as the 4th of July. Now, I know for sure Samantha cannot stand firecrackers. She doesn't like gunshots. She doesn't. If she's outside and she hears a gun go off, she's screaming to come back inside. She has this funny bark she does when she's outside to let me know, okay, Mom, come get me because I can't take this. And I'll go get her and bring her in. So it's very important that we understand those signs when we have to take care of our pets in the heat. We have to make sure we're doing the right thing. Now, I'm going to say this. I can't say whether or not it's true or not, but I noticed yesterday I was looking at my next-door neighbor's dog, and he was laying on one of those, I think it was a crate in his, what's the name, and he's just laying up there knocked out in the full sun. And that bothered me, but like I said, our neighbors are not like they used to be, so it's not like I can go over there and say, you know what, you need to do something about your dog. Because we watched them literally almost kill. Well, the dog did die eventually, their other dog. And then they went and got another dog, and then they got another dog. So I'm like, some people, it's just like kids. Don't keep having kids. If you can't take one, don't take a whole bunch. Don't keep having them. And it just amazes me that they have two dogs. You know, you kill the first one, now you got two more. So let me stop saying that. That's not nice. But that's how I feel, that they don't take care of their dogs. They don't know how to take care of their dogs. Leaving them outside, putting them in a gate, locking them up is not the answer. You don't let them get out. They don't have enough room to get around to play with, and the dog they have is very hyper. It's like one of those Jack Terriers, and they can jump and play all the time, and they don't get it. They love, well, when we used to have anything to do with them, love to come over on our side of the property because they knew good and well he knew he's going to get fed, he's going to get played with because we have two dogs. So it's different now because he put them in a gate and he doesn't want anybody bothering with him. Well, he has that right. That's his job, his dog. I was looking at some more stuff talking about. This is from Aska. Okay. I'm trying to see something here. I'm talking with my hands. This one also talks about heartworms. And I said earlier, my big dog had heartworms, and we had to spend some serious money in getting him treated for the heartworms. And it was told if we didn't get him treated for the heartworms, we would lose him. So we wind up having to get him treated for the heartworms, and so far, like I said, he's doing very well. As you know, dogs also, dogs that have long ears, they have a tendency to get stuff caught in their ears and have very bad earaches. I am fanatic about checking my dog's ears, and most of the time, he lets me check them, but if when it's bothering him, he'll flinch, so I know there's something in there, so I know the next thing we have to do is we're going to have to take him to the vet. What I've learned, too, Pets get hydrated very quickly, almost as quick as we do. So we have to make sure we're giving them fresh water, clean water, and I said that before, and especially because they stay outdoors. Now, this is what I really wanted to do, and I'm going to look further into it. Getting him one of those baby pools to, like when he gets hot, you know, he can lay close to one or get in it and, you know, enjoy himself. You know, we dump it out and refresh the water because they need to stay cool. They really, really need to stay cool. And it's good that we live in an area where the shade, he has a lot of trees around him. But certain spots that he gets in, the shade is not there. So we have to know, we have to watch him and just kind of put him back where the shade is. And it works majority of the time, but I know I have to watch him because I watch the way he pants. And I'm looking at him. If his tongue is hanging out and he got a big bowl of water, I make him drink. I tell him to drink water, and he'll do it. I mean, he really listens, and he'll drink the water. And he'll look at me like, okay, what you make me do that for? And I'm, you know, looking at him like telling him, okay, because you're looking like you're crazy right now. So I love my dog. I'm sorry, you guys. Know the warning signs. We talked about not leaving your dog in parked cars and how important it is to, I mean, it's very important that we take care of our pets. It's very important because they deserve it. They deserve a nice, clean home. They deserve a nice area to sleep. They deserve being stress-free. You know, they deserve that. I mean, their pets, we're supposed to enjoy them as much as they enjoy doing for us or serving us, in other words, you know. Another thing, too, and it's a good tip, because you have an outside dog and you have them in a pen, if there's flies and bugs and stuff, the best thing to use, and I've learned a lot from other people who have outdoor dogs, and like we live in a rural kind of area, so our dog is constantly outside, actually lives outside. At first, he wasn't living outside. First, he was in the house, and then I guess my husband got tired and built him a house and put him outside, built a gate around him, and he's outside. He uses lime. You know what lime is? He sprinkles lime at least twice a week. In his area, he cleans out his pen, and he sprinkles that lime. And I actually watched how the flies decreased in the area. What we used to do was, when we fed Rocky, we used to leave his bowl outside instead of bringing it in. Well, now we found that, and I watched it in action. After he put the lime down and he had left his bowl outside, there was no flies around at all, period. Nowhere to be found. There was not a fly in sight. So what I did was I picked up the bowl because he didn't eat all his food. I dumped it, and I brought it in the house. So that's what we usually do. And then in the evening time, we take it outside. There is a question. That I want to ask, and I'm trying to figure out where could I get the answer from. I want to know when your pet, because what I've noticed too, our dogs, because I don't know anybody else's, you know, how people take care of their other dogs. I noticed that our dog eats less in the summertime. I don't know, it might be just the heat, but I did notice that our dog eats less in the summertime than he does during hot weather, than he does normally. What I want to know is I need to find out how often do you feed him, I mean, does his feeding habits change during that time? Let's see. I have to look it up real quick here. I'm going to see. see if I can get an answer to that. Let's see. Let's see. No, I'm sorry. Went to the wrong place. And I noticed something too. With my dog, my baby dog, she's not a baby, she's a grown woman. My Lhasa Apso, her hair grows fast and thick, very thick. And she has a hot spot on her. The more her hair grows, the more she itches with this hot spot. And she gets very, very flaky about you touching her. She don't really like you touching her too much. When it comes to, like, brushing her and keeping her groomed, she don't like all that. She's very funny about that for some reason. I don't know why, but she does. And I have to kind of sometimes fight her, too. And it's because, too, we have to keep in mind, too, dogs have, especially dogs from shelters, have been very much abused. So their whole attitude towards you, they have to grow on you. You have to grow on them, and they have to grow on you. And you have to know what you're doing when you got a dog. Just like you need to know what you're doing when you have any type of pet. You need to pay attention and do the right thing with your pet. And if you think just because, oh, he's so cute, let me take him home and I'll make sure, you know, first thing you ask him, are you going to take care of him when it comes to your kids? Yeah, I'm going to take care of him. And it goes for grown-ups too, because we don't do what we're supposed to do for him either. And we need to learn how to. If nothing else, we need to learn how to take care of them. And it's too many resources out there for us not to pay attention to that. Let me find the answer to that question, and I would love to share it with you guys. So just give me a second. In the meantime, let's see if I can get some music on for you guys. I know you love my music. Let's see here. Everybody knows next weekend is what? Next weekend is the 4th of July. I think it's on a Sunday. And I'm hoping everyone will, let's see, have a very healthy, safe, what I want to say. Just a second here. Let's see. Listen.
What you mean? No more.
Okay, that was a little bit of Chrisette Michelle, and it's What You Do. Just wanted to get a little music out to you guys, kind of smooth it up here. Now, I was trying to find the answer to how often during the summertime do you feed your dogs, and how long from one meal to the other should they eat? And the reason why I say that is because we feed our dog once a day. And I fuss at my husband sometimes because I think he feeds him too late because he hasn't eaten all day. He's been out in the sun. And I fuss because I'm saying 6 o'clock, between 6 and 7 is too late to be feeding a dog. And that's just how I feel about it. That's just me. So I usually, because of my other dog that's inside, I usually have her fed between 3 and 4. Most of the time, it's no later than 4 o'clock or 4:30 that I feed her and have her, you know, ready for this, you know, to settle down or whatever for the day, for the evening. And she makes sure she has plenty of water. And from time to time, I do give her snacks and him. I give him snacks when I bring him inside, or we'll give him the biscuits while he's outside drinking his water. Because it's very important that they get snacks if they're doing good and they're not doing anything or, you know, getting into any trouble. I always kind of, you know, give them that. Because, let me see here. Let's talk about the feeding also while we're on the subject of that. And I'm not seeing what I might be. I might get this answer I'm seeing. It says, one question was, why can't you feed dogs table scraps? Now, according to this, it says most table scraps are too fatty for your dog's digestive system. They can cause vomiting, diarrhea, or over a period of time obesity and other health conditions. Furthermore, chicken bones or bones from rabbit or fish can splinter and become lodged in their esophagus or digestive system. Now, I have my hands up. You can't see me, but I have my hands up. I am very, very, I have to confess, I do feed my dog from time to time table scraps, which is a very bad habit that we have. Now, what my husband does with our big dog is, because they're saying that some of the dog foods are so expensive that we can create and make our own dog food. So that's what he finds himself doing. And a lot of chicken and rice that he feeds our big dog. Now, I'm looking at the next question, and it says, isn't my pet bored eating the same food? And the answer to that, it says, probably not. Your dog has fewer taste buds than you do, so he doesn't have the range of taste that a person does. A dog's greatest sense of taste is sugar, which is why many dogs have a sweet tooth. He is attracted to a combination of taste and odor. And I know Rocky, if you sit something down in front of him and he smells it, that's done. He walks away from it, he's not going to go back and eat it. And that's just something he refuses to do. He's not going to eat it, period. If nothing you can say to him is going to change his mind, he's not going to eat it. I guess they can get, I guess they can get fed up too, just like we can. It says, let's see. Oh, it asked another question. Canned or dry food, does it matter? It says dry dog food has a greater caloric density than canned food. Simply put, there is less water in a cup of dry food as compared to a canned diet. Bigger dogs over 30 pounds should be fed semi-moist or dry food. They can consume less while getting enough nutrients, and it's more cost-effective for you. For very large dogs, feeding only canned food is not recommended since it will be difficult for him to eat enough canned food each day to meet his requirements. These are other differences between canned and dry, which can you learn by, it says, feeding your adult dog. Okay. We know that they need vitamins and supplements. According to most feeding studies of healthy dogs, dogs that are that eat in an appropriate balanced diet do not, oh, it says they don't need the supplements. They, because of the vitamins and nutrition is already in the food, so they don't need a supplement. But I noticed that they push supplements just by looking at some of the advertisements and going into the stores. They push a lot of supplements for dogs. That I noticed, and it might be just a gimmick. I don't know. Let's see. Another question dealing with dog food. It says the best way to store your dog food. Dog food should be stored in a cool, dry place, preferably off the ground. It is helpful to pour dry dog food from a bag into a large, clean plastic container with an airtight lid. Canned dog food can be kept in a cupboard or other canned foods with other canned foods if they're not open. Let's see. It says, another question kind of caught my eye was, it says, should my dog eat raw meat? This is a controversial topic. Some people claim that dogs need raw meat because they are natural hunters and have survived on mice, birds, etc. for thousands of years. Others worry about the bacteria and parasites present in raw meat. A little raw meat is probably all right. But as long as it's not a primary part of the diet, it should be high-quality beef, chicken, or turkey. This, make sure, if anything, that you avoid raw pork. And I think those are very good questions that were asked, and they were answered very, very well. Even though I was basically kind of talking about the heat and taking care of your dog, but eating was very, that was something I wanted to talk about because I thought it was very important. Because I could never find that answer how often, and I'm still not finding it yet. Let's see if I can find another question to ask about feeding dogs in the summertime. How important. Because I have dogs, and I'm talking about pets in general, but I'm basically, because I deal with my dogs and I have dogs, I'm retaining a lot of this information straight to dog owners. Okay, let's see. Let's see if they even answer my question. Let's see. I'm not finding my answer, you guys. Because I know, let's see. Here we go. Let's see. What does it say here? Okay. It says, let's see. Oh, it answered one of the questions that I'm asking. It says, feeding your pet. And one of the things it said is it says establish meal times for your pet. If the food is available all day, your pet may eat out of boredom. Don't feed your pet table scraps. They're high in fat and calories, can upset the nutritional balance for your pet. So obviously, like I said, I was guilty of that. Limit food rewards as much as they love treats. Pets also respond well to walks, playtime, and just spending time with you, which my dog. I can't get rid of her sometimes. She's right up under me. Let's see. I mean, she's always, like, right up under me. Like, right now, I'm quite sure she's right outside my door. That's just how she is. She wants to be wherever I'm at for some reason. Because I don't know about cats, I had a cat long, long time ago, and I'm not too familiar with their eating habits anymore because it's been so long since I've had one. And I'm quite sure we need to take heed to taking care of them because sometimes they like to go outside. Whew, excuse me, you guys. I'm so sorry. That's not good to be yawning, huh? Why am I must be boring myself, huh? Let's see, what else can we talk about with the pets? We talked about them riding in the back of the car, trucks. We talked about them being safe in, with the heat, how hot the cars get or the vehicle get. We talked about the difference in the way you feed them, the types of meat, not to feed them table scraps, make sure they have plenty of water during the heat. Like I said, and it says not to exercise them. It's hard when it's hot. Make sure you keep them in the shade. And like I said, for me, I bring mine in sometimes, get a little, get some real good air on them, let them relax a little bit, kind of calm them down. Be familiar with the idea that your dog doesn't like loud noises. Don't take them to the parks or fairs or anything like that around a lot of people and stuff because they can't handle that. We covered a lot of stuff when it comes to taking care of a dog, not only just in the summertime, but all through the year, and how important it is for us to maintain them. If you can't afford them, and like I said before, it's just like a child. If you can't afford them, don't have them. And that's the only way I can tell you. Just don't have them. Don't take time out and get one and spend all that money. You're back and forth to the veterinarian because you're not doing what you're supposed to do with them from the get-go, or you're not taking them to the veterinarian because you can't afford to take them because it's a very expensive treatment. Anytime you get a dog, you neglect him, you don't take care of his health, it costs you even more each time you go back to the doctor back to the veterinarian with your animal. So it's very important. It doesn't matter what it is, dog, cat, horse, bird, whatever. You have to know to take care of that animal or else give it to somebody who will, they get rid of animals all the time and you don't want your animal to be one of those animals that are strayed or wind up going to the animal shelter and something happens to them. And we won't talk about that because I don't like talking about that part. So it's good for you to take time out, take care of your dogs and your cats. Get your dogs as much exercise as you can before it does get real hot. Don't exercise them in the heat of the day, which, like here, the heat of the day starts around 11. 12, it's like off the chain, and your dog definitely doesn't need to be exercised down during that time, during the heat. I'm so sorry. During the afternoon, I think it's the way I'm sitting that's making me yawn like that. But anyway, I know you guys heard people yawn before. In the heat of the day, you don't want your dog outside, and you don't want to have to be the person to have to take them or find them even passed out or dead. Heat exhaustion is very prevalent in dogs. Heat exhaustion, heat stroke, they're susceptible to the same things that we're susceptible to, but it's much more dangerous. We discussed the lawn care during the time that we are taking care of our lawns, to be careful what we use on it, make sure we read before we spread it out or spray it out or whatever. Make sure that if it's harmful to our animals that we're not putting it in the areas or we're not allowing our animals in the areas where this insecticide or spray or fertilizer is being used. Keep them out of that area. Now, this is what I do notice with my dog, and the vet told me to do this during the time that they have upset stomach. If you ever see your dog go outside and eat grass, they're not just eating grass because they want to eat grass. They're eating grass because something in their digestive system is not acting right. What I've learned is with my little dog, she does it a lot. what I do is I take a Pepto-Bismol pill, okay? I crush it up and I put it in her water. I asked, was it all right? Because I asked the veterinarian I said, what can I give her for upset stomach? And I was surprised that she said Pepto-Bismol. So what I do is I crush it up and I put it in her water. So when she licks her water, she's going to get her Pepto-Bismol. Because she's not one of those dogs that you can hold and stick a syringe in her mouth and pump it with some stuff, and she's not. Samantha doesn't play that. So I have to give her medicine in her food or in her water. And I notice that she'll be feeling a little bit better. I hear her stomach, so I know when her stomach is not acting right, because it makes the same noise as ours do. They growl, it moans and groans and creaks and screeches, just like our stomachs do. And that's to me, it's kind of cute because she's so little, and it's something we have to pay attention to, too, when your dog is having a lot of upset stomachs. You might need to get her into the veterinarian to see if everything's all right. And because she's an inside dog, the high risk of her getting heartworms or having a lot of fleas and ticks is not there, because she is an inside dog. She does go outside, but majority of the time she's inside. I let her out every now and then so she can bark at stuff, because that's what she likes to do. But majority of the time she's in the house. So they said she's not susceptible to a lot of, you know, outside things as well. I mean, pests and parasites, because she's majority time in the inside. So that's an advantage of having an inside dog. Now, I'm hoping I was able to get you guys enlightened on taking care of your dog during the summertime or any time. I hope I covered a lot of information dealing with your dogs or your pets when it comes to the heat, the summer. I want to change the subject for a second or two. I only got a couple more minutes to go. I want to tell you about a couple things, projects. I told you I'm always doing something, and I want to kind of get you a heads up on a couple of projects that I'm doing right now. Right now I am launching my website, and on my website, and I think I've mentioned this to you guys before, it's going to be called Trendies. And it's for plus-size women. And my my motto is plus-size can be or is fun. You don't have to feel bad about being a plus-size woman. And what I do is I sell jewelry and accessories. I sell clothes, and I also sell wigs, okay? On that website, I'm working on putting it back together, and I'm getting it uploaded so everybody can get in there and look at stuff. I have a lot of stuff I'm trying to get rid of out of my store right now so that I can replenish. So I stopped buying as of right now till I can get rid of the stuff that I have. Also, it's not a nonprofit as of right now, but we are working on it being a nonprofit. It's called Hugs Around the Hearts Corporation, and I think I mentioned this to you also. And my biggest thing is our mission statement for Hugs Around the Hearts is encouraging ambitious youth to excel beyond. And with that motto or mission statement, we are working with youth. Majority of the projects that I will be doing is going to be with youth, our young children, our young teenagers. You know, I'm working on some seminars and putting stuff together so we can talk to our youth. Right now we have an upcoming project for sure. As a matter of fact, it's June 27th, which is this Sunday. And it's called Party in the Park, and it's the first one they've ever had done. So it's kind of like a history-making thing in this area for us and for the whole community. We have a couple of local rap artists, and that's including my son. He's gotten together a group, and they're going to perform for the community for free. And it's almost like our little coming out party. Once you hear us, then you know we're there, and you're not going to forget us. So that's one of my projects that I'm going to do. I'm thinking about in September start working on one of my plays. getting it out there and auditioning and finding a place to perform it. I gear a lot of my stuff toward African Americans because for some reason our youth are being forgotten in a lot of ways. I mean, you know, we can build prisons, but we can't build facilities where they're getting exercise or they're getting the knowledge and the know-how to do things other than, you know, fight and hang out on the corners, do drugs, sell drugs, disrespect women. You know, we need to get them out of that. So that's my campaign right now and future projects that I'm working on. And I will be keeping you guys informed on the things that I'm going to be doing then. Okay. We're almost down to the hour. I'm hoping everyone learned something today. I'm glad you guys tuned in. I'm working on getting some more guests on. Our timelines are keep getting crossed up. So I'm working on getting more guests on. I did have a guest for tonight, but I wanted to talk to my niece, but she declined me at the last minute. So, which I don't mind. I'll choke her later. But I understand how she was feeling, so she declined to interview with me, but I'll get her again. I know it. It's not a problem. Let's see what else is happening. We know next week, and I said it before, it's the 4th of July. Matter of fact, not next week, I'm sorry, it's the week after next. It's the 4th of July. Next Thursday is the 1st, so I think that Sunday is the 4th of July. It is next Sunday. I'm sorry, I'm all mixed up. It is next Sunday. That is the 4th of July. So I'm hoping you guys, and I will be talking to you guys that Thursday, so I'm not going to say happy 4th of July to you just yet. I'll say it to you next Thursday. And then that'll be the appropriate time to say it. I know you guys had a great Father's Day. Like I said, I talked about the Juneteenth, if I'm not mistaken. I'm hoping you guys enjoyed that holiday, too, especially you guys in Texas. It's very important that you guys get the whole message behind that, because that was for you guys. I'm rambling now. Okay. I would like to say thank you guys for to Chocolate Lady 64 on Blog Talk Radio. I'm hoping you guys have a great weekend. Stay safe. Stay cool. Take care of your animals. This is Chocolate Lady 64. I'm sounding off. Have a great night. Good night, you guys. Bye-bye.